So we're talking now about the Avodah of Midos. That's the primary focus of the Sefer, and that's what we've been talking about. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that there's four types of people. There's a Tzadik Viralo, there's Tzadik V'Toivloi, there's Rasha V'Toivloi, and Rasha Viraloi. And the Gemara says, what's the din of each one of these? Rasha V'Raloi, Rasha V'Toivloi, Tzadik V'Raloi, Tzadik V'Toivloi. What are these four things? So the Goyin says, you know what it's referring to? It's referring to what he said before. Every person is born with a nature. And that's his ruach. And that's his nefesh. But really, that's everyone's nature. But really what matters is what you do with that. So he says, the Tzadik V'Toivloi is the Tzadik that he also has good midos. So his actions are good, but his midos are also good. So he's a tzaddik v'tovlo. But the tzaddik v'raloi is the tzaddik who, it's not so easy for him. He doesn't have the greatest midos, but he was able to change his midos. He was able to conquer his midos. That's the tzaddik v'raloi. The rasha v'ralo is he has bad midos and he has bad ma'isim. The rasha v'tovloi is the rasha who has good midos, but he ruined them. So he goes through to explain what the schar of each one of these. But it's a fascinating pshat in the Gemara over there. But that's how he learns the Gemara. But again, the point is, it's not what midos you have, but it's what you do with the midos. Like we said yesterday from the story of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he says like the following. He says, "Kol atoivus v'arois boilam azeois tes." So most schar that a person will get in this world will be api the midos. Because ultimately, to constantly be conquering the midos is difficult. So the schar that a person will get will ultimately be according to the midos. That's what he says, which is a big chiddush. But again, that's the pshat in what he says. Now, he says like this. I'm going to skip one and go back to it a different day. But he says in Oishad Aleph the following. It's a famous vart, but I want to go through it. He says, "Inyan haTorah lanefesh, dugmas hamatar laaretz." So he says, Torah is like rain. Whatever rain does to the ground is what Torah does to a person. What does that mean? So he says, what it means is the following: Shematzmiach mashenizra ba. A person can't water a cornfield and expect to get wheat. If he planted wheat, then the water will produce wheat. So the Torah is the same way. It could be a sam chayim or it could be a sam moves. The Torah could be the greatest bracha in a person's life, but it could come to us sometimes that it's a poison. Why? Kein ba Torah matzmiach ma shebeliboy. Torah brings out what's in the lave of the person. If a person has bad midos, the Torah will maybe bring out those bad midos. Im libo tov, tagdil yirasa. But if the person's midos are good, then it will make him a better person. Vim belibo shoresh parish velana, yigdal hatina beliboy. Then the tina will grow worse. K'moy shenemar, famous pasuk, tzadikim, a tzadik yelchubam will go in Torah, poishim yikashlubam. Now, Al-Kain, so I have a big question on this. I have a big problem with this Goyin. Because after learning the whole Nefesh HaChaim, we know by now, Torah changes a person, right? So what does he mean that if you don't have good midos, then the Torah is not going to help you? The Torah is going to make you worse. Now, I can understand that theoretically. Because what happens is a person uses the knowledge and the skills to just be a bigger cheater and a bigger liar and a bigger thief and try to learn how to get past the system. But the bottom line is if a person is learning Torah, shouldn't the Torah itself teach the person midos? So he says here, Al-Kain tzarech lefanois liboy b'chol yoim koidem alimud v'achrov. The person has to clean his heart out before he starts learning from any rotted out midos. Okay? So I think what he's saying is the following. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is referring to a person that Torah changes the person. A person could be a bad person, and he starts learning, and all of a sudden, the Torah changes the person. For example, have you ever heard a story of Gedolim? It's like these stories about unbelievable how dedicated they were to learning. Like the stories with Rav Shach, how you sit there learning, and no matter what's going on, he's just so concentrating. It's unbelievable. But then you hear stories about the Gedolim, about Chesed. Right? So how is it possible that the same person has tremendous midos and tremendous ability to have a godless in Torah and also a godless in Chesed? How is that possible? The answer is that the Torah changes the person. If a person is a godless in Torah, he will become a godless in Chesed also. So what's the Goyin saying that the Torah only brings out the bad midos in the person? So I think the pshat is like this. It depends what the person's attitude is in their learning. If the person's learning with the attitude, I want this learning to help me change, then I'm learning to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm learning with the right intention. Then all of a sudden, the learning will be able to change him. But if he's not, and he's just learning for an intellectual pursuit, and he's just learning, you know, because it's interesting, but he has no motivation for the learning to change him and for the learning to motivate him, then the learning, lehefech, will do worse. And that's what he's saying. Before a person starts learning, he's got to sit down. And he's got to think to himself, right? He's got to think to himself when he's learning. He's got to think to himself, I want to become a better person. So he says, lefanois liboy b'chol yom koydam alimud. Clear your mind before you start learning, v'achrav, and afterwards, me'ipush hadeyos, from any rotten midos, b'yiras chaytu v'maisim toivim. Okay? So, in other words, a person has to clean themselves out of the bad midos before they get involved in learning. That's the point, ultimately. So that they can allow the Torah to change them over. Okay? Now, there's two types of rain, by the way, and the Torah is both. It says in the Pasuk, it says, Yaroiv kamatar likhi, my Torah is like rain. Tizal katal imrasi, my words are like tal. Tal is dew. So in what way is learning like dew? In what way is learning like rain? So, the answer is like this. Rain is very noticeable, right? And sometimes you have those noticeable moments where we're like, wow, there's a lot of Torah coming. But dew is very interesting because dew is consistent. It's always there, but you actually can never see it fall. If you can be outside the whole night, and you'll never see the dew falling down, right? But when you wake up in the morning, the dew is there, right? So how is it? If you don't see it, how'd it happen? The answer is that there's a certain consistency. Dew represents that idea that you'll never see it happen. You'll never see it actually fall, but over time it's there, every day, consistently. If a person learns Torah consistently, so it's like the story with Rabbi Kiva, right? On the way to Yeshiva, Rabbi Kiva saw the waterfall, and he saw underneath the waterfall a stone with a hole in it. So he said to himself, if the water can make a hole in a stone, the Torah can surely make a hole in my heart. What was Rabbi Kiva saying? So Rabbi Saul Salanter says, Rabbi Kiva was saying the following. He says, I'm going to go to Yeshiva, but I've learned Torah before, and it doesn't change me. It's not going to change me. I don't feel it doing it. It's just not doing it for me, right? It's like I'm learning Shnayim Oichs and Batalis, and two people are fighting about it, the Talis mine or not mine. I'm not feeling the spirituality. I'm not getting it, you know? It's not doing it for me. So how is that changing me? So he saw the stone. He says, has there ever been a moment that I saw the impact of the water on the stone? I can watch it all day, all night. I'll never see it. I come back 10 years later, there's a massive hole in the stone. It's the dedication to the learning over time and consistently without giving up. That's going to make the roshim in my heart. The same way that the water makes the roshim in the stone. That's what Rav Salanter says. Amazing pshat. Because Rabbi Akiva probably saw that stone many times. But the stone was addressing a specific issue that was bothering Rabbi Akiva. And that issue was, is it really going to change me? And that's what he saw in the stone. And that's the pasuk. Tizal katal imrasi. That the Torah should be like tal to me. It shouldn't just be like rain. No, yeah, you have those major moments and you see it happening. No, but it's like tal. There's a consistency. It's always happening. It's there. It's going on. And it's no matter what happens, even if you don't see it happening, it's there and it's happening. So that's the significance. So that's another significance in this, that Torah is like rain. So it brings out the midos, but it only brings out the midos if it has both. It's got to have the power of the rain, but it's got to have the consistency of the dew without an expectation to be able to see the impact immediately. You don't see that impact immediately, but that's what happens. Now, by the way, rain is also interesting because rain feeds on itself, right? Because once it rains, so then it can evaporate, goes back up to Shemaim, and comes back down, right? So the Chasam Sofer says that's another thing about how Torah is like rain, because the more a person learns, he's bringing down the rain from Shemaim, but now he's a greater kli. And now Hashem can go and give him more. So it's a similar to the cycle of rain, where you're bringing it down, but then it comes back up. You bring it down, it comes back up. So we also say Torah is like rain in that sense as well. So that's another part from that's the way the Chasam Sofer says it. Okay? Now, so I think that this is actually what I'm telling you now is open in Tosfos. Because Tosfos in Masechtos Pesachim asks Akasha, that the Gemara says that someone that learns Torah, not Lishma, is better that they never learned it. But Tosfos asks a question and says, but I thought, right, you should learn Torah Shelo Lishma, because Mitoch Shelo Lishma, Bal Lishma. Eventually you'll end up learning Lishma. So Tosfos says it depends what your intention is. If your intention is, you know, look, I'm learning because it's good. I want to. It's the right thing. Even if I don't have the best intentions, that's fine. But if you're learning only to become a greater Bal Gaiva, then it's going to make it worse. So the Torah is here to perfect us. The Torah is here to make us better people, but only if we come with the motivation that it's going to be better for us. If we're not and we think it's going to be magic, then that's what the Goyin is saying. No, it's like, what? It's like a cornfield. You're going to get corn. You're not going to, unless you come with that attitude, it's not going to change you. Okay? So, that's what he says. And, it's obviously a very important lesson. So, now, this is just an introduction, really, to the whole Avodah of Midos. But next week, we start Perek Beis, he starts getting into much more, a little bit more Kochos HaNefesh of specific Midos. How it breaks down in a person, and what's really motivating and driving the person. So it's very interesting. So hopefully next week we'll continue. Okay? Sorry for the delay for today. I'm sorry I was late. And I hope everyone has a good shot.